Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And we say good morning, John Richards. Good morning, John. It's been a while.
Hey, it has been a while, but it's good to hear your mellifluous thingies, whatever it is, mellifluous.
You have very low standards, obviously.
Well, yeah, all right.
What's been on your mind this
week? Maybe I'll just withdraw. On my mind, not very much, because it's been, public holiday yesterday. We all get into public holiday mood and cast back, 23 years to Freedom Day?
Something like that. And the productivity goes down as a result of these public holidays in the middle of the week. But don't get me started on that, John.
All right. No, we won't. But with the Freedom Day holiday and all that going on, people enjoying themselves, I think the results of the Western Cape High Court ruling didn't get the spotlight it deserved. So, a recap here. The court was approached by EarthLife Africa and South African Faith Communities Environment Institute to rule on a government decision to buy nuclear power stations, up to 8 of them, apparently. The matter has been going on for 2 years. The decision was first gazetted in 2013 by former Energy Minister Ben Martens, and later amended and gazetted in 2016 by former Energy Minister Tina Joemat-Pettersson. In this landmark ruling, the court found that the original agreements with the United States, Korea, and Russia were unlawful and illegal in terms of the Constitution, and therefore the decisions on the purchase of nuclear stations were also set aside. You may remember that the former minister, Joemat-Pettersson, perhaps thwarted by too much attention in Parliament, decided to table the agreements on the Russian nuclear deal in a manner which ensured they wouldn't come before Parliament. This was under Section 231(3) of the Constitution. That was at the very least an irrational decision, the court held. The judges went further and said that the minister had either failed to apply her mind to the provisions of the Constitution, or at worst, to have deliberately bypassed its provisions for an ulterior and unlawful purpose. What this means for us is that the process of procuring the nuclear deals is delayed, and that public participation and comment will be made a condition of going further. I have a slight sinking feeling, though, that this High Court decision will be appealed. But that may be quite a good thing, as the inevitable delays will further kick the can down the road, so to speak. And all the time, the efficiency of renewable generation is improving, and costs are coming down. Add to this the lack of growth in our economy, meaning that there will be a lower total demand for electricity, so the need for nuclear plants will be less urgent. Keep an eye on developments and hold thumbs that accountability and good sense prevail, so that we're not hit in our already hard-pressed wallets. I don't think anybody will take bets on that, unfortunately. For a comprehensive report on this court action, if you want to follow up the details and learn more about it, you could have a look at the report in Groundup, the Groundup news agency, which reports it fully at www.groundup.co.za. So we're turning our attention away from policy and politicians. Bit of a relief, that. An update on the DOT challenge. Bram Mulherbe and Wayne Robertson out there in the Atlantic Ocean by human muscle power alone, rowing on their 7,500-kilometre voyage to Rio. The DOT challenge, do one thing. They're just within sight of land. In fact, we've had a tweet from Bram just a few moments ago saying that they've seen land just half an hour ago. That must be a great relief. And there's a butterfly landed on the boat, which is quite something. Imagine, I don't know how many days they've been out there, about 60 days now.
It's about a week, I think, actually.
2 million.
As soon as they get out of sight of land, they drop the outboard in.
Yes. Oh, you are a cynic.
Absolutely.
You don't have to row across the Atlantic, though, to show you care about improving sustainability and care for the planet. But you can DOT, do one thing, it stands for, do one thing. Check out the DOT website for guidance and lots of information. And congratulations to Bram Mulherbe and Wayne Robertson and their extremely powerful arms. I'm sure they've got wonderful, wonderful development there now.
Yeah, the top of their body is like an international bodybuilder, and the bottom looks like a couple of sticks. or their legs anyway.
Well, you said it.
No, they don't actually get the coverage that they deserve, I think, doing this. I think because the other chap, I forget his name, who did his stand-up paddleboard across the Atlantic, got far more coverage. But, Bramwell Herber is a celebrated explorer and extreme sportsman anyway. So all credit to them for achieving something absolutely remarkable.
Well, hopefully, we'll bring you up to date with latest developments there here on Fine Music Radio. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, so they've spotted land already. Good stuff. Thanks very much, John. We shall return to being green. Well, we should be green. We should be being green all the time. But John will give us the latest update next Friday at around about the same time.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd. FMR.